Grace and peace in the name of Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior, our Redeemer who lives. Amen. I'm going to talk of the gospel today, John 15, the words of our Lord. We pray, Lord, we cannot live on mere bread alone. Remind us of that. The things of this world do not truly give us life. No forgiveness, no eternal life. Only your word, every word that comes from your mouth do we live on. Feed us your word, for you have the words of eternal life. Help us to hear and believe in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, what do mothers want on Mother's Day? Well, I'm sure mothers would like a card. Let's start there. A nice card that says, I love you, I appreciate you, Mom. What else do moms want? I figure, Mom, you like a meal? A meal that you do not have to cook. You don't have to clean up afterwards. So therefore, a lot of guys take their wives or their mothers out to lunch. That's a fine thing. Moms may like candy or flowers or nice gift of some sort. I'm sure moms would like a nap. What mom wants a nap today? Maybe read a book and take a nice long nap. Rest. Don't have to do anything. Just do my own thing this afternoon or this evening. I think, though, when we get down to it, what moms want today and every day, what dads want, what children want, what the world wants, in a sense, is love. Just want to be loved. Just want love. And so the gospel today, Jesus talks about love before he will die on the cross. This is Maundy Thursday. He'll soon be betrayed and suffer and die on Calvary's cross. And Jesus says those great words, greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends, and I call you my friend. Let's just talk about love, a very appropriate topic for Easter and for Mother's Day, a family day, love. Let's begin, say three things about love today. Let's begin talking about what I would call or term a great love. Love's always greater, it's not love. And if a greater love is to lay down your life for your friends, I would suggest take a step back. A great love, which we often exhibit, we will today to moms, is to lay down our belongings and our possessions to our friends. That's a great love. Love is always giving. Love is not a feeling that comes and goes. Love is giving. It's always action. It's doing something for somebody. And really, no matter how you feel about it, you do it. Because you love. Love is action. So great love is to give, to lay down your belongings, your possessions for your friends. So it's very practical, love is. If your friend needs food, give him food. If your friend needs water, give him or her water. If your friend needs shelter, help him or her to find shelter. If your friend needs your time, give him or her your time. They need a listening ear, listen for a while. They need compassion, give compassion. They need a rebuke, give them a rebuke. They need encouragement, give them encouragement. That's love. You give up your time, your possessions, your belongings for the sake of others. It's practical. There are many examples in the Bible. I think of the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan didn't lay down his life for the guy, but he did help him. The guy beaten up by the side of the road, he spent time to put him on his donkey and take him to the inn and pay for his room in the inn and heal, put ointment and so forth, bandages on his wounds. That's this type of love, a great love. Giving, seeing, doing something. You think of the boy with the 2 fish and 5 loaves at the feed of the 5,000. He gave what he didn't give his life to Jesus, but he gave his 5 loaves and 2 fish, what he had, and God blessed it. Wonderful example. The widow gave her mite. All that she had, and Jesus commends her for giving her might, her belongings, her possessions. We have great love when we give our possessions, our belongings to God for the sake of the gospel. It's a great love, all inspired by his great love. Moms are a good example of this. How moms give of themselves their time, their energy, their belongings, their possessions, all that they are to help their children and their husband and everybody else. The best example would be God himself. God has this great love. God gave us this earth and the wonders of the universe, and he lets us live here. He gives us our food, our water, our shelter, our belongings freely to the believer and the unbeliever. What a great God who gives lays down the world for the sake of his creation. But then there's a lot greater love than that. As Jesus says, greater love is to lay down your life for your friend. This is a step further now, to die for them, to give your life for them. Okay? Give my possessions, my belongings, I'll do that, but to die for you? Lay down my life for you? Okay. Well, we think of the cross, but really the cross goes in the last category I'll talk about. You think of the disciples who laid down their life for their friend Jesus. Jesus requires that we would die for him as he died for us. We say that in our confirmation now, that we in our confirmation vow, that we will face death rather than fall away from the faith. So we might think of Peter, who heard these words originally. He laid down his life for his friend Jesus. He hung upside down on a cross and died. We think of Andrew, his brother, who died on an X cross, kind of sideways. He gave his life for his friend Jesus. Think of John the Baptist, who gave his head to Jesus. Think of Paul, who was beheaded, gave his head and his life to Jesus, laid down his life for his friend Jesus. Thomas was stabbed by a pagan priest, giving his life. The great doubter who believed gave his life for his friend. Bartholomew, Nathaniel, was skinned alive, his body put in a bag, thrown into the sea. He gave his life for his friend Jesus. Along with all that, we think of military people. We think of rescue workers, policemen and women. Firemen and women, they give their lives for people sometimes. We thank all those dear people. Giving their life for their friend. You know what percentage of people believe in God in America? A recent survey says that 82% of Americans believe in God. Wish it was higher, but it's not bad. 82% believe in God. Then they were asked in the survey, would you die for your faith? Would you be a martyr and die for your God? Guess what percent said that? 26%. Oh, you may give your belongings and possessions to God in a little bit of time now, but you won't die for God? You won't die for Jesus? No, I don't want that. Says something about our weak, weak faith and love, doesn't it? But then there, of course, is the greatest love. Jesus says, greater love has no one than to lay down his life for his friends. That's on this earth. Among us human beings that are sinful and selfish, that the greatest love you're going to find among us human beings is to give your life for a friend. I would give my life for my wife, I think, and my children, I pray I would, and they for me, and we would for friends and so forth. But the greatest love that Christ is alluding to here, the cross is there in the distance. It's Monday, Thursday, as I mentioned. The greatest love is this. It's only found in God. There's no greater love on the earth among humans than to give your life for your friend. Okay. But the greatest love is only found in God in the person of Jesus. And the greatest love is to lay down your life and all your belongings and all your possessions for your friends. And here's the key. And your enemies. Now that's the greatest love that only God has in Jesus at the cross. Where he lays down his life. He lays down all that he has, his belongings and possessions, for his friends, but there really aren't any friends. How many friends did he have on Good Friday? He does all that for his enemies who hate his guts. He does that for the entire world, and 3 out of 4 of them still reject him and don't want him. And he does it without condition. He does it without repayment. He does it because he loves us. And that is the greatest love that goes beyond the greater love that we find in Jesus at Calvary's cross. You're going to see something greater than just laying down your life for your friends. You guys can do that for me. But I will lay down my life and all that I have for my enemies, the whole world. And again, many of them still won't love me back. But I do it because I so love the world. Romans 5, God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, meaning while we were still enemies of God, we didn't do something that led God to love us. He didn't see something in us and said, I really like those people, I'll die for them. While we were still sinners, while we were still enemies of God, rebellious and sinful and evil, Christ died for us. 1 John 4, I said in the absolution, this is love. Not that we loved God, not that we did something to show God that we kind of like him and so he responds in love. Not any of that nonsense. This is love. Not that we loved God. We're his enemies. We hate him. We just love ourselves. But he still loves us and sent his son as the sacrifice for our sins. And that, dear friends, is the greatest love. It is the foundation, the cornerstone of our lives. I pray our families, our children's lives, our marriages, the cross. Where is this greatest love? It's Calvary's cross. Jesus lays down his life, his hands, his feet, his head, his eyes, his ears, his heart, all that he is, his spirit, his body. He sheds blood for us. He gives us his life. And along with that, all that he has. At the cross, he gives me his home called heaven. It's all yours, Paul Buscher. He gives me clothing, the clothing of righteousness, his clothing. You have my clothing now in baptism. He gives us food and water. It's called the sacrament of his body and blood. It's called the water of absolution and baptism. He gives us shelter until we get to heaven, which is called the Christian church. He gives us the Holy Spirit to give us faith to believe in all. He gives us the Father and all the Father's love. There's nothing more that God can give you than he's giving you in Jesus. And so don't ever say, God hasn't done much for me. Look at the cross. He laid down his life and all he has for us. The greatest love. Only in God. We don't love this way. Who here would die for ISIS? You going to hang in their place when we catch some of them? I'll die for them, Pastor. An enemy? No way. Let them die. That's us. Jesus shed his blood for them too, if only they'd turn and believe it. You know what the average cost is of what people are spending on moms today? What is the average amount of money that people spend on a mother? Pretty good amount of money. I'm going to see what it is for Father's Day when we get to that in June. $153. Now, I don't think I quite reached that, honey. Where are you? $153. Although, she's not my mom, all right? Mothered my four wonderful children, all right? Decent children. Good children. Sorry, kid. You're worth $153 today, Mom. That's nice. That's a good amount of money. But, Mom, you know you're worth a whole lot more than that. And not just one day out of the year. You and dads, you two, and children, you two, boys and girls and youth, we are worth the life of God's Son. We are worth God. That's what we're worth. We're worth the very life of God. You know, I got my wife a Mother's Day card that I thought kind of fit in. And I'll read it here. It's just kind of cute, but it has a message. And I'll give it to her after church here. A Mother's Day poem for my wife. Honey, it's your special day, so just ignore the phone. The chores can wait, so sleep in late or spend some time alone. Enjoy your favorite magazine. Veg out and watch TV. Sit back, relax, and snarf some snacks. In short, pretend you're me. Sometimes my wife probably wants to pretend she's me because I'm lazy and like to snarf snacks a lot. Our God didn't pretend to be us. Our God didn't pretend to be us. He didn't pretend to be Paul Buscher. My God became Paul Buscher at the cross. My God took my sin, my laziness, My evil, my wickedness, my death, my hell, all that evil that is within me. He became all of that at the cross. And for you too, all that we are is sinful, wretched human beings. The death we're going to go to, the hell we deserve, all that. He became me. Not pretend, not fairy tales. He became me at the cross. He became sin that I might be the righteousness of God. He took my hell that I have heaven. He took my sin that I have salvation. He took my wickedness and I have his righteousness. That's the God who loves us. And no pretending. He did it. Praise be to God this holy day and Mother's Day for love. Great love, a greater love, above all for the greatest love. That God's Son laid down his life for his enemies and all that he has to make me his friend. In Jesus' name, amen. We stand. Now may the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.